Peace and blessings, greetings, shalom, shalom, salama, salam aleikum, shalom, what's poppin', family? Thank you so much for tuning in to another segment of Malaka Araya to the Remnant, and today we're going to be reading Genesis chapter 22. But before we get into the chapter, let's share in the daily prayer provided by the Sefer. Blessed are you, Yahuwah, forever and ever, for giving us the path of righteousness in your word. Baraku Yahuwah Hamevarek La'olam Vayed Ashar Nitan Lanu Ha Derek Sedeka Bedebar. Hallelujah. All right, guys, so today we are going to be reading from the Septuagint as well as the TS 2009. And it came to pass after these things, that God tempted Abram and said to him, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Lo, I am here. And he said, Take thy son, the beloved one whom thou hast loved, Isaac, and go into the high land and offer him there for a whole burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abram rose up in the morning and saddled his ass, and he took with him two servants and Isaac his son. And having split wood for a whole burnt offering, he rose and departed and came to the place of which God had spoke to him. On the third day, and Abram, having lifted up his eyes, saw the place afar off. And Abram said to his servants, Sit ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will proceed thus far, and having worshipped, we will return to you. And Abram took the wood of the whole burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took into his hands both the fire and the knife, and the two went together. And Isaac said to Abraham his father, Father. And he said, What is it, son? And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, where is the sheep for the whole burnt offering? And Abraham said, God will provide himself a sheep for a whole burnt offering, my son. And both having gone together, came to the place which God spoke of to him, and there Abraham built the altar and laid the wood on it. And having bound the feet of Isaac his son together, he laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand to take the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Behold, I am here. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the child, neither do anything to him. For now I know that thou fearest God, and for my sake thou hast not spared thy beloved son. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and beheld, and lo, a ram caught by his horns in a plant of sebek. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a whole burnt offering in the place of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord Hath Seen. And they might say today, that they might say today, in the mount of the Lord was seen. In the mount the Lord was seen. Verse 15. And an angel of the Lord called Abram the second time out of heaven, saying, I have sworn by myself, says the Lord, because thou hast done this thing, and on my account hast not spared thy beloved son. Surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is by the shore of the sea, and thy seed shall inherit the cities of their enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast hearkened to my voice. And Abram returned to his servants, and they arose and went together to the well of the oath. And Abram dwelt at the well of the oath. And it came to pass after these things that it was reported to Abram, saying, Behold, Milcah herself too has borne sons to Nahor thy brother, Uz the firstborn, and Books his brother. And this would, the way it's spelled is B-A-U-X, Boaz, his brother. And the camel, the father of the Syrians. I'm sorry. And Camuel, why can I not read today? And the camel. I hope you guys are reading along with me and following, so that when I get tripped up, y'all have the reading in your face. And so we're reading from the Brenton's translation of the Greek Septuagint. It's provided by Bible Hub, okay? And we are in verse 20 of chapter 22. Again, it reads, And it came to pass after these things that it was reported to Abram, saying, Behold, Milcah herself too has borne sons to Nahor thy brother, Uz the firstborn, and Boaz his brother, and Camuel the father of the Syrians, and Chazad, and Aza, and Phaldas, and Jeldaf, and Bathuel, and Bathuel begot Rebekah. These are eight sons which Milcah bore to Nahor, the brother of Abram, and his concubine, whose name was Reumah. She also bore Tebek, and Taam, and Tahos, and Mocha. And that was the end of Genesis chapter 22. Now let's read it in the TS 2009 for comparison's sake. Okay, here we go. Genesis 22 in the TS 2009. And it came to be after these events that Elohim tried Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Take your son, now your only son, Yitzhak, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as an ascending offering on one of the mountains which I command you. And Abraham rose early in the morning, and sadly, because yeah, this is a sad moment though, right? And saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and Yitzhak his son. And he split the wood for the ascending offering, and arose and went to the place which Elohim had commanded him. And on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place from a distance. So Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey while the boy and I go over there and worship and come back to you. And Abraham took the wood of the ascending offering and laid it on Yitzhak his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. And Yitzhak spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, See the fire and the wood. Where is the lamb for an ascending offering? And Abraham said, My son, Elohim does provide for himself the lamb for an ascending offering. And the two of them went together. And they came to the place which Elohim had commanded him. And Abraham built a slaughter place there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Yitzhak, his son, and laid him on the slaughter place upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the messenger of Yahuwah called to him from the heavens and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the boy nor touch him, for I know that your father, for I know now that you fear Elohim, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted his eyes and looked and saw behind him a ram caught in a bush by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for an ascending offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Yahuwah Yireh. And it is said to this day, on the mount Yahuwah provides. And the messenger of Yahuwah called to Abraham a second time from the heavens. And he said, By myself I have sworn, declares Yahuwah, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, that I shall certainly bless you, and I shall certainly increase your seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore, and let your seed possess the gate of their enemies. And in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Then Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose up and went through to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. And it came to be after these events that it was reported to Abraham, saying, See, Milcah too has borne children to your brother Nahor. Uz, his firstborn, and Buz, his brother, and Kemuel, the father of Aram, and Kesed, and Hazo, and Pildash, and Yidlap, and Bethuel. And Bethuel brought forth Ribkah. These eight Milcah bore to Nahor, Abraham's brother, and his children, and his concubine. And his concubine, whose name was Reuma, right? We just read that in the other translation, right? My eyes are failing me. And the way it's spelled here in the TS 2009 is R-E-U-W-M-A-H, Ruma, or Ruama. Also bore Teba and Gaham and Tahash and Makkah. So guys, we see here the multiplication of the seed and of the house of Abraham. Hallelujah. All right, family. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. Love you.